Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
You know, a changed heart is a blessed heart. I think about, you know, I think about changing, and it reminds me when my youngsters were little. There was a visitor that went to a new church, and they were curious when they read the Bible verse on a door in the church building. It's from 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, is what it said. It all became clear when the visitor realized that the door went to the nursery in the building. You know, I'm thinking of this Malachi chapter 12 and talking about a changed heart is a blessed heart. I can see whenever in Malachi 3, God was saying, you rob God because you don't give him your tithe. And then he tells the people, test me in this, says the Lord, give and I will throw open the gates of heaven and bless you in such a way that in verse 12 of Malachi chapter 3 says, then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. It is always a delight to God when his people are obedient. When we have a changed heart in such a way that we can turn loose of some of what God has already given us. And so today, let me challenge you, if you're not a tither, if you're not somebody who loves to be a giver, let me challenge you to just allow your heart to be softened, that God would motivate and move in you, that there would be this opportunity for you to receive a blessing that only you'll have from God. God, I love you. I thank you for these folks. Lord, I pray that you help all of us be the tithers you've called us to be. And it's in your name we do pray. Amen.